At Red Barn, our pet food ingredients work overtime. They aren't just there for show. Dandelion greens work to maintain a healthy digestive system. Salmon oil works to enhance the immune system. Green-lipped mussels work to support joint health. These hardworking ingredients support your dog's active, healthy life. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit redbarninc.com/coupon to save a dollar off your first can.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. Now here is your host, etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, April 19, 2015, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. I'm Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady. And this evening, we will be discussing prom etiquette. So please stay tuned. Well, welcome new listeners and loyal listeners. Thank you so much for being a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. We are so delighted that you spend part of your Sunday evening with us. And, of course, we're blessed to have listeners of all ages, and we just want to take a brief moment just to say what etiquette is, since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway? Etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and, of course, by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I always like to applaud Charles I and II for doing that. Well, once again, welcome everyone. Prom season is upon us. The last two shows we had several questions about the prom. So I promised last week that, yes, we would go ahead and dedicate an episode to prom etiquette. So that is what we're doing. So those of you listening, if you are a parent of a child who is getting ready to go to the prom, if you are excited about going to your prom, let us know. If you've already gone to your prom, we'd like to hear from you too. And of course, we have already begun getting emails. In fact, we had received emails over the last 2 weeks regarding prom etiquette. So I'm going to be going through some of those, answering your questions. And if you would like to call us, you certainly can. It's 347-324-3295. And you can shoot us an email, as some of you have already begun doing. It's etiquetteladies@gmail.com. Etiquetteladies, plural, at gmail.com. Okay, so prom etiquette. Prom is certainly an exciting time in a young person's life. And, you know, it's a nice formal affair. Sometimes it's the first affair that teenagers dress up for. So it's really, it's very, very special. And I've written several articles, actually, regarding prom etiquette. I'm going to start with one of the articles that I wrote quite some time ago. The name of it is Questions to Ask While Planning for the Prom. And, of course, once again, we know prom time is approaching fast, and it's certainly going to be a memorable time, which is really excited. That's why so many people are excited about talking about the prom. and we're going to talk about it. We had a lady on a couple of weeks ago that was talking about, they actually had a prom dress giveaway. It was the organization Enchanted Closet. So that was really, really exciting. She was on a couple of weeks ago, and they actually had their prom giveaway, I believe it was 3 weeks ago. And, of course, and I worked with some of her girls that were getting ready to go to the prom. We did a prom etiquette workshop, so that was very exciting. But, of course, when you're making plans for your prom, you certainly want to start out by determining who will be your date. That is really important, so you know who you're going with. After confirming your date for the prom, you want to sit down and discuss the details. So since we're kind of in the prom season now, you're probably at the point where you're starting to do that now, or you've done that. But communication is very, very important, so everyone will know exactly what their role is. And, of course, you want to make sure that you discuss what time you should return. So know what time you're going to be picked up and know what time that you are to return. In other words, you want to make sure that you know your curfew. Okay, so be real clear with whoever's giving you permission to go to the prom, whether it's your mom, whether it's your dad, if it's a guardian, you want to be really clear and make sure that you do adhere to your curfew rules, you know, so that you may have an opportunity to go out again. Who will pay for the evening? And once again, you also want to be clear about who will pay for what. Never assume the other person is paying. And, of course, no one should have to be unpleasantly surprised or unprepared. So you want to discuss this in advance. Once again, of course, communication is really, really key on that. Who's going to be paying? Are you going to each buy your own ticket? Is he going to buy his ticket and you buy your own ticket? And so, you know, if you're going to go to dinner afterwards, you want to know who's going to pay. It's real important. And, of course, what will you wear? And that's always a biggie, especially for the girls. You know, what dress do you want? Prom attire can be quite costly, so you want to make sure you select something that you can wear for another occasion. You may also consider renting a dress as well, and that will save you some money. And you want to select some comfortable shoes so that you can have a great time on the dance floor. And, of course, with the guys, you know, your tuxedos, you want to make sure that you reserve them early enough to allow alterations, okay? I want to pause and start going directly into some of these emails. It says, dear etiquette lady, please tell me the age in which you should allow your daughter to go to the prom. My 13-year-old wants to go with a high school boy who is a junior. I say, no way. Am I being too old-fashioned? And, well, she's saying, am I being too old-fashioned, like my daughter says. This comes from Irma in D.C. I say, no, you are not being too old-fashioned, Irma, not at all. 13 years of age is a little young to go to the prom. What happens is, you know, once they go to the prom at an early age, then by the time that they are a junior or a senior in high school, then more than likely they won't even want to go to their prom. And that's the exciting time, is when you're a junior, especially a senior in high school. And I know sometimes some of the schools will have what is called, I think in middle school, sixth grade dance or eighth grade dance or something like that. And that's fine. But the actual prom, I think 13 is a little young for that. And, yes, Mom, I do agree. You are not old-fashioned. But, you know, I think they won't really appreciate it when they get to the point where, you know, when they become, you know, 16 or 17, they probably won't want to go. Because I know I've spoken with parents that say, oh, my daughter went when she was younger and she could care less about going, you know, to the prom now. So, and that, and once again, that's a special time in a teenager's life. And usually it's high school. So, but But no, once again, Mom, I say no, that you are not being too old-fashioned, okay? Here's one that says, Etiquette Lady, thanks for reading my message. Last week you had a guest on talking about giving prom dresses away. I didn't catch her name. Can you give me her info? Well, sure, even though that event is over, it's an annual event that our organization does. Yes, her name is Benita Johnson, and she is the CEO of Enchanted Closet. And so perhaps you may be able to contact her and find out when they're going to do that on next year, because they are done for this particular year. Here's another one that says, Dear Etiquette Lady, me and my family listen to your show often. I am so glad you are doing this show because my friends and I are going to our prom in a few weeks. My two friends want us to dress alike, but my mom doesn't agree. She said we should show our individual styles. What do you think? This comes from Destiny Myers in Atlanta. Thank you, Destiny, for sending that. Well, it is a time that you could show your individual styles, but if your friends, you know, if you guys want to dress alike, I really don't see anything particularly wrong with it, you know, since you asked me. It could be that you're looking to, you all are going to dress alike, and maybe your dates are going to dress alike. Well, actually, the guys kind of dress alike anyway, don't they? Because they just have on their tux. And what kind of differentiates them from the others is their accessories, you know, for the tux, which generally would match the young lady's dress and style. So I just, you know, I think it's perfectly up to you if you guys want to dress alike. And I have to say, this is usually the opposite, because oftentimes people, especially girls, they say, oh, no, I definitely don't want to wear what she's wearing. And then when you get into the event, oftentimes when you see other people dressed like you, a lot of times you'll go, oh, no, I can't believe she has my, and it's always this, guys, it's always, I can't believe she has my dress on. Now, isn't that funny? But that's generally the response, even though, you know, you both, or the three of you, it sounds like, you know, want to dress alike. But I don't think, you know, I really don't think it's a problem if that's what you all want to do. I guess it'll probably show that you guys are, you know, really good friends. So I don't think that's a problem at all. I do want to say that a lot of times you want to decide how you want to wear your hair. And, you know, I know some of you can certainly explain to your hairstylist how you want to wear your hair, but a lot of times, if you even see a photo of a hairstyle that you like, a lot of times it will be really good for you to take that photo in so they can actually see exactly what you're talking about. And, of course, you want to schedule your hair appointment early. And definitely, you know, if you don't have a photo, you want to try to describe in detail exactly what you want, okay? And, of course, guys, we don't want to leave you out. Make sure you go and visit the barber before you go to the prom so you can look nice and neat and tidy as well. How will you get there? You know, are you going to drive? Will your date drive? Will you rent a limousine? Limousines are a great way to go to the prom. And this service can be very affordable when the rental fee is divided among several couples. And generally, there are 8-passenger to 14-passenger super stretch cars. And just think, you can just simply relax, kick back, and be chauffeured in style. And, of course, you want to reserve early, because that is a busy time as well for the limousine companies. So you want to certainly reserve early. And as far as driving, if you are going to drive, you want to make sure, once again, that first of all, well, let me say this to the young ladies. You want to make sure that the young man has a driver's license, because I'm sure the parents would appreciate that, and I'm sure they'll check that out to make sure that, yes, if he's going to drive and pick you up, that he is on the road and he's doing so legally. So we want to make sure that, you know, and he's experienced a little bit anyway. You want to make sure he didn't just get his driver's license, okay? So that might be something you want to look for as well. And by the way, you are listening, just in case you're just joining us, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking about an exciting time in a teenager's life, prom time. We're going to take a quick, we'll be right back.
Have you signed up for the Public Speaking Club yet?
Public Speaking Club? What's that?
It's the club Miss Riley teaches. You learn to speak comfortably in front of others, how to make introductions, how to introduce your parent to a friend, meetings, greetings. In fact, you learn numerous public speaking tips. Some of my favorite topics include impromptu speaking, how to have great posture and poise, and a lot more. And you learn how to have great social skills, all while gaining more self-esteem and confidence. It's so much fun.
As a parent, I know that academic skills coupled with social skills help make a child well-rounded. That's why I enrolled my children. They volunteer to speak at every opportunity. Their teachers brag on them all the time.
Wow. Well, I'm too short to raise my hand in class, and I hope the teacher doesn't call on me. I want to join this public speaking club. I'll ask my mom.
Say goodbye to being shy. Sign up today for the Public Speaking Club at www.pagesetiquette.com. Once again, the website is www.pagesetiquette.com. Hurry, avoid the waiting list. This club fills up quickly. www.pagesetiquette.com.
Greetings from Yasha's Accessories. Yasha's Accessories are unique handmade quality items, such as beaded lizard keychains, fun fur, regular, funky, holiday bracelets and bookmarks, and some bracelets and bookmarks that cats and dogs can play with. You can contact me through my mom's email, ycunninghamyoung@yahoo.com. Once again, you can contact me through ycunninghamyoung@yahoo.com. Yasha's Accessories.
Yasha's Accessories will make your holiday bright.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies, ladies plural, @gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies @gmail.com.
Well, good evening. We are back. You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway. We're talking about one of the exciting time periods of a teenager's life, and we're talking about prom etiquette. Prom etiquette. We want to go ahead. Let's go ahead and read another message that we have received. I'm getting ready for my prom, and I'm both excited and nervous. I found a really pretty dress, but I am still looking for shoes. My mom said I need to wear shoes that are a lower heel so I can be comfortable. But the lower heel shoes I don't like. They look like old lady shoes. What do you think? This comes from Caroline in Jacksonville. Oh, Caroline says she found some old lady shoes. Okay. Actually, Caroline, your mom is right. You do want to certainly be comfortable when you attend the prom, especially if you're going to be on the dance floor. Because remember, the prom is pretty much a party. So you do want to be comfortable, even if you continue looking. I know you said you haven't found the ones that you want as of yet. But continue looking. Maybe you can find a nice medium heel shoe if you look just a little bit more for that. And, of course, I know, Caroline, you do not want to look like an old lady at your prom. I do understand. I know when one of my goddaughters attended the prom, we were there kind of observing. And we were out, and we thought it was kind of funny. It was cute, though. We saw so many of the girls had removed their shoes. They were either walking with their shoes off or they had on these little flats because the heels were so high. And I know usually, as females, we want to be really cute. And oftentimes we think really cute, or we associate really being cute with sometimes looking cute but being really uncomfortable. I'm so glad I'm over that, though. I used to be the same way, but now I go with comfort first and then cute. And so I generally find something kind of conservative that's cutesy comfortable. How about that? But, yeah, Caroline, go ahead and continue looking. I'm sure that you will find a pair of shoes that you really like, and you'll be able to keep those shoes on all evening as you party at your prom. So, yes, you do want to be comfortable. Absolutely. Here's another one. It says, my mom says that I must stick to a budget when shopping for the prom. I want a designer to make my dress so it can be different. What do you think? And this comes from Meredith T. And Meredith is in Dunwoody, Georgia. Well, Meredith, first of all, you do want to kind of listen to your mom, especially if she is going to be buying, your attire for you. So, find out exactly what budget, she wants you to stick to, okay? It's a possibility that you can find a designer to create a dress for you on budget. So just kind of talk to mom. Now, I will say this. Last year, when we did our prom etiquette show, I did have a friend of mine on who is a designer, Andrina Meeks. It's Andrina Meeks Original. And what she says she does for the girls is when she's designing their prom dress, what she does is after the prom, they can actually return their dress to her and she can redesign this same dress so that they can utilize, these dresses for something else. So in other words, it doesn't necessarily have to be just in one occasion dress, and that is really important. So that you can say, oh, I wore that to the prom. I can't wear that anywhere else. So now that is one thing that is, great when you do have a designer to create something for you, that they can certainly use it again for a different occasion. So that makes the investment, work really, really well. So Meredith, just keep looking and, get some quotes. And you can contact Andrina as well, Andrina Meeks Originals. Check out her website and reach out to her if you'd like as well. And I'm sure that, she can create something dynamic for you. Here's one that says, dear etiquette lady, I'm very nervous about my prom. I've never been to a formal attire, and this will be my first date. Do you have advice? Okay, very nice. And her name is Sarah. Sarah, thank you so much for sending the email. And I do have some advice for you. It's going to be very fun. You don't have to really be, too nervous. Select something that you can be comfortable in. And I was talking about being comfortable in the shoes. You also want to make sure that your dress is comfortable. And so, girls, you want to be kind of a little conservative. It's, more formal, and I know you're younger, but you want to be comfortable as well. So, in other words, when you sit down, for an example, you don't want to have a slit. If you have a slit in your dress, you don't want to have it so high that you spend the night, when you're sitting, you spend the night kind of pulling the dress down or pulling at it, because then that's uncomfortable, okay? And the same, you know, we just discussed with the shoes. We want to make sure that they're comfortable so you can be able to dance and have a really good time. I don't know which prom this is for you. I don't know if this is your junior or your senior prom, but you don't really have to be too nervous about that. I know a lot of times people, you know, you hear a lot of teenagers talking about the prom and the drinking, and they try to sneak and drink or, you know, things of that nature, and you don't want to do that. And I'm certainly going to kind of close out with saying some of the things that you could possibly be expected to do in terms of peer pressure, but we're going to set all those rules straight in just a few moments. But Sarah, yeah, just you don't have to really be calm. Talk to some of your friends if you are a junior or senior. Talk to a college freshman, or if you're a junior, talk to a high school senior that may have attended their prom already. And they'll tell you, so you can relax. And like I said, comfort is very important to make sure that you're comfortable and you won't be as nervous as well. And I wish you all the best. I hope you have a great time. Here's another one that says, I attended the prom as a freshman, and by the time I became a senior, I didn't go because I didn't really want to go. Please tell your girls that they should wait until they are a junior or senior in high school to attend the prom to really appreciate it. And this comes from Sophie. Sophie, thank you so much. Sophie's in Michigan. Sophie, thank you for sending that, because I did say that, but it sounds better coming from one of your peers, ladies, that go ahead and wait, if you can, until you are a junior or a senior in high school. So just as she just said, you know, she didn't want to go because she started going as a freshman, so it was no big deal. Well, also, let me talk a minute to the young men. When you pick your date up, do not go and blow the horn. Toot, toot, come on out. I don't think so. Because if you pull up in the driveway or in front of the house and you blow your horn, this is what's going to happen. Oh, my goodness. We may have to call the police on you. Just kidding. Young man, please make sure that you get out of the car, go to the door, speak to the parent. Certainly ask the parent what time you should have your date back. That is being such a gentleman. That's great etiquette. I'm telling you, that's going to give you good points with the parent. And you want to be prompt, okay? And don't forget to open the doors for her and remember to bring her a corsage as well, okay? And, of course, a note to the young ladies, be sure to carry yourself like a young lady and insist on being treated like one. Also, carry emergency money with you on prom night and any other time you go out on a date, okay, just in case you need to take a cab home or call a parent. So you want to make sure that you're prepared. Prom time is certainly an exciting time to dress up and have fun with your friends. But let me tell you something. And this is for all the young people out there. Do not be pressured into doing anything that you do not want to do or that you should not do. How about that? This night does not have to include drugs, alcohol, or sex. Does not have to include drugs, alcohol, or sex. This is a fun night. Don't be pressured into doing anything that you should not do. And remember, you want to practice good etiquette, mind your manners, and have a fabulous time, okay? And just have fun. Have a great time at your prom, all right? And each week, we always remind you to initiate an act of kindness.
Now it's time for Random Acts of Kindness.
And this week, I would like to share, our listeners usually send us a message about an act of kindness they experienced. I just want to share an act of kindness. On yesterday, I was in a bank, and the line was very long. All the Saturday people that went to the bank yesterday, and it was just so many people there who were there for quite some time. And then there were a couple ladies in front of me, and the lady directly in front of me, she was needing to go to work. So you can tell she was a little like, okay, are they going to hurry up? And they only had two tellers working. I don't know what was with that. But anyway, the lady that was, there were two women in front of her, and the lady turned around and she said, listen, she said, miss, you can go ahead and go in front of me. She said, because I know you have to get to work. I don't have anything else to do. You know, I'm out. I have the whole Saturday. And the lady said, she said, really? She said, oh, okay. So she went in front of her. So, and I said to the lady that actually had her go in front of her, I told her, I said, wow, I certainly do commend you. I said, because on my show, I always ask each and every week, I ask for persons to make sure they initiate a random act of kindness. And she said, oh, she said, yeah, she said, because I'm, you know, I don't have anything else to do. I thought she had on her uniform, so I knew she had to go to work. So I want to certainly send a kudos out to her. That was very nice of her to do that. So wonderful. Well, once again, thank you so much for joining us this evening, supporting the show. Thank you for everyone who sent us messages, those who are joining us for the first time, and of course, our loyal listeners who tune in each and every week. We are so glad that you are a part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have an etiquette topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. And remember the golden rule, which is treat others the way you want to be treated, or do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That comes from Matthew 7 and 12. We appreciate you as you continue to tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen as well. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And that comes from Proverbs 3 and 3. And please take it upon yourself to initiate a random act of kindness this week, okay? Thanks again for tuning in. We'll talk again next week. Take care, good night, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting topic.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.